place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young from the Deja Vu album Our House.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
Jason's classic cut on a Friday. Just too much talent there. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Young wasn't with them all that long. Just what an incredible group. Some of the best harmony, I think, ever. Okay, so how big of a rhino is outgoing Republican State Senator Dale Schultz? Just how big of a rhino is he? Difficult to answer until you see this. The State Senate Democratic Committee is fundraising off his retirement. Listen to this. A fundraising email from the State Senate Democratic Campaign Committee, the SSDC. This year, the Wisconsin State Senate bids farewell to four members who have stood strong in the face of Governor Walk tax on workers, women, and education. Though bittersweet, we wish Democrats Bob Jock, Tim Cullen, John Lehman, and Republican Dale Schultz all the best in their upcoming retirement. Please join the Senate Democrats in honoring the bipartisan common sense efforts of Senators Jock, Cullen, Lehman, and Schultz today with a contribution of $17 to help win back the majority. You would need 17 Democrats to have the majority. Why the hell didn't he just ever become a Democrat? And you've got the mainstream media, the newspaper editorial pages in this state, bill leaders, well, it's just terrible that it's a bygone era. When you look at these four mugshots that they have on this fundraiser here, how many times did those guys ever bend over and cross the aisle the way Schultz did to their side? It was all talk with them. Meanwhile, on the key critical issues, Schultz was completely Democratic. A mining bill, Act 10, and on and on. Same thing with Petri and Ellis. Now, I'm not saying they were the rhinos he is. That would not be fair. But all the compromising was always them bending over and meeting the Democrats. That's how big a rhino he was. Then there's this. There is a word that Democrat strategists are banning. In this midterm election year, there's a word the James Carville's, Stan Greenberg, and others are warning Democrats. There's a word you don't use. You know what it is? Recovery, as in economic recovery. What they have learned is the mere mention of the word is trumped by a Republican assertion that the Obama administration has had 6 years to get the economy moving and its policies haven't worked. So you go back to the summer of recovery, 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 recovery. The word is now gone. Because while we are in a recovery, it is so incredibly anemic, so incredibly tepid, they don't want to remind voters of that. This is why they're going with the war on women and everything else, because the two things they would want to run on and economic recovery and Obamacare are toxic to them. Yet you've got, who's the guy at the DCCC? Steve Israel, I believe his name is, saying, well, yeah, they want to talk about Obamacare because they don't want to talk about the economy. No, actually, Republicans would be more than happy to talk about the national economy. Ecstatically so. They have no problem with that at all. This shows you. So what happened yesterday? President Obama gets up in a surprise appearance in the briefing room. No, see, 8 million have now signed up. Obamacare is working. So that's what they're going to try, huh? See, here's what they think is going to work, because it's out of the bag now that Republicans are going to try to run on the failure of Obamacare. And they think if they just say it's working, the media will go along with them, which they will. But too many Americans have learned firsthand that it's not working. So go ahead, try that. Go ahead. They have nowhere to turn. And I don't think there's a chance they can keep throwing stuff against the wall. But I don't think they have a chance. Then there's this one. This, if you didn't know better, you would think was out of the Onion. Now, it's not new that he said this. Democratic Senate candidate Bruce Braley. Bruce Braley, running in Iowa. Democratic Senate candidate Bruce Braley recently criticized a senator from Iowa. He is a four-term congressman, is Braley, and a trial lawyer. He made, now this is the classic case of someone speaking to an audience that they don't think the people in voters are going to hear. Remember when President Obama, then candidate Obama, said people cling to their guns and religion? Remember all of that? That's what they do behind closed doors. That's what happens. So what happened is at a fundraiser in Texas in January to a group of lawyers at a January fundraiser, Braley told the lawyers that he would be their voice in Congress and warned that Senator Chuck Grassley, a farmer from Iowa who never went to law school, could be the next Senate Judiciary Committee chairman if Republicans retake the majority this fall. More than 50% of respondents said Braley's remarks showed he was out of touch with most Iowans and had a higher regard for lawyers in Texas than farmers in Iowa. Nearly 60% agreed that Braley had harmed his chances for winning the Senate seat. Most voters identified with farmers rather than lawyers in Iowa, where more than 90,000 farms are located. A recent Free Beacon analysis found that Braley has received more than $4 million in campaign contributions from lawyers and law firms since 2005 and has a long history of advocating their interests. This sounded almost as a joke to me, that he would say that. Now, you know why? Because he was saying it behind closed doors to a bunch of lawyers. And he's going to Congress to help lawyers. He's a former trial lawyer. He wants to get money from people in his profession and then promise to help them. He doesn't give a damn about the farmers in Iowa. It could be the most politically tone-deaf thing I've ever heard. You know what it reminds me of? I believe this was a Super Bowl ad. I'm about 80 to 90% sure of that. From 2007. Now, the visual on this one helps, but I think what Braley did is life imitating art. See if you remember this ad for cheese.
That's why I want to be your president. No, thank you. I don't like cheese. Bang's campaign stumbled today. I don't like cheese.
What a doofus.
This cheese thing is really just a non-issue.
Hi there, I'm John Hayes, and I'm... Hey, John Hayes, running for president.
What if we say he chewed, but he never swallowed?
Oh, I like it.
I think that we're still very strong in the farm belt.
And on the farm, we don't like Hayes. E-I-E-I-O.
What does Bob Dole think? Bob Dole thinks he's a doofus.
With all your support, on to victory!
Jesus, Hayes, no!
I wanted to live in the White House!
Unlike my opponent, I love cheese.
What a doofus.
I am not a doofus!
Ah, the power of cheese.
I'm telling you, that's when as I digest this story, that's exactly what it reminded me of. What a doofus. We'll get to Ariel, media bias, and whatever else we can get to in the time room. Oh, yeah. Straight ahead. If this was a steal of the deal of a deal, who was doing the stealing? It's 10:17.
With holy rollers, I kicked right out of town. Well, it's dark where I've been staying. Don't you worry and come on in. Well, I finally found a friend. I found a
Jerry Bader Show.